हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम। सो वी डिसाइडेड टू हैव द सूक्तम क्लास अगेन आफ्टर लॉन्ग टाइम। मेनी 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 इयर्स अगो आई टॉट द मीनिंग्स ऑफ सूक्तम्स वेरी क्लियरली थरली। अनफॉर्चुनेटली दोज डेज वी हैड नॉट रिकॉर्डेड, सो वी डोंट हैव एनी recorded versions of our classes. Very elaborate classes and with that Suktam, with all the Suktams. So we restarted this class again and we have taken up this Durga Suktam first. This week happens to be Shyamala Navaratri. We have seen the literal meaning of some mantras. We have to see few mantras. But still, we have to understand here in this Durga Suktam, I explained the meaning of the word Suktam itself. Suktam, Suktam. Well said. That which has been said well, perfectly, accurately, is Suktam. I mean, whatever has been said here is appropriately said. Well said. What Suktam? So, Suktam consists of mantras in praise of Bhagavan. We just take the word Bhagavan, Ishwaraha. Subject matter of glorification is only Ishwara, Bhagavan here. But Durga Suktam or Vida Suktam and all, the very word Durga, who is invoked here? Again, Ishwara. In Durga Suktam, who is invoked? Who is praised, who is glorified is Ishwara, Bhagavan only. So, and I explained the meaning of the word Durgam last week. Remember? Durga. The derived from the root of Dur. So, she who is attainable with the difficulty, not easily, is Durga. The sense one needs tremendous amount of tapas, the bhakti, shraddha, to be able to attain Devi in terms of marriage. That's why I said Durga. And she who enables the worshippers overcome all hurdles, insurmountable difficulties is Durga. Any problem you have in life, you can overcome it. There's nothing which cannot be, which no difficulty you cannot overcome, provided you have Bhagavan's grace. That's why we explain, no, in simple verse, Bhagavad Gita verse. The kindergarten language, we have that, isn't it? Paramananda Madhavam. Bhagavan's kripa is there. Impossible is possible. What's impossible? A lame person can scale the mountain. Is it possible? Impossible. It's possible if Bhagavan's grace is there. A dumb person can become eloquent if Bhagavan's grace is there. So, mukam vachalam karoti, pangum girim langhayate. This Bhagavan's grace can do that miracle. What is miracle? It is tapping the grace. Grace is there, nothing is impossible. So, here, she who enables, overcome the worshippers, the devotees, overcome insurmountable, all sorts of difficulties, hurdles, impediments is Durga. We understood the literal meaning last week itself, and we have seen many mantras already, but we will be repeating all the mantras from the beginning with proper again unfoldment in next class, okay? But now let us continue with where we left. ॐ जातवेदसे सुनवाम सोममराति यतो निदहाति वेदः स नः पर्षदति दुर्गाणि विश्वानावेव सिन्धुन् दुरितात्यग्निः ताग्निवर्णां तपसां ज्वलन्तीं वैरोचनीं कर्म फले रुजुष्टां दुर्गां देवीं शरणमहं प्रपद्ये सुतरसितरसे नमः अग्ने त्वं पारयानव्यो अस्मान् स्वस्तिभिरति दुर्गाणि विश्वा पूश्च पृथ्वी बहुलान उर्वी भवातोकायतनया यशयोः ऐ एम श्योर यू रिमेंबर दिस् Tanayaya Sanyoho. Remember the words now? I taught you all this is Durgani no Vishwa Jatave Dasindunna Nava Duridati Parshi Agne Atrivan Manasagranano Osmakam Bodhya Vitatanuna Am प्रतनाजितगुं सहमानमुग्रमग्निगुं हुवेम परमासदस्तात् स नः पर्षदति दुर्गाणि विश्वाक्षामद्देवो अतिदुरितात्यग्निः प्रत्नोषि कमीड्यो अध्वरेषु सनाच्च होता नव्यश्च सत्सि स्वाञ्चाग्ने तनुवं पिप्रयस्वास्मभ्यञ्च सौभगमायजस्व. Until then, we have seen the literal meanings. I am sure we have forgotten also that because the words are not, language is not like the language in conventional language. Isn't it? Different, but we will be repeating it anyway. We are only seeing it. Just for the sake of proper chanting, I taught the literal meanings. Anyway, we now understand. So, Ishvara is invoked means, who is this Durga then? What is the literal meaning of the word Durga? She who cannot be easily reached, she who can be attained only with the tremendous tapas of commitment and bhakti, shraddha. At the same time, she who enables us overcome all sorts of difficulties, hardships, impediments in life. So, when we seek Ishvara's grace, Ishvara's grace blesses with tapping our own strength, reserves of our own strength, to be able to handle, to overcome the situations. Therefore, that strength, that power, which helps us overcome any situation, is actually Bhagavan. That power itself is Bhagavan, Ishvara. Otherwise, as I said, the Bhagavat Shakti, Ishvara Shakti, Shiva Shakti. So the power, inseparable power of Ishvara, is also invoked as Durga. Therefore, look at if Ishvara is looked upon as the power, the strength obtaining in us, the reserves, our own strength is none other than Ishvara himself, then that power is Ishvara is seen as that power. The Ishvara is invoked as a female aspect. So the inseparable power of Ishvara is also said to be Ishvara Shakti, Bhagavat Shakti is Durga. And that power is also all pervasive equally. Ishvara Swarupma is all pervasive. Ishvara Shakti is all pervasive. There's no place, no time, no nothing which is not filled with Shakti. Wherever Ishvara is, along with Ishvara, what is there is Shakti, Ishvara Shakti. So Ishvara is in the form of his own power everywhere. That is why there's no, it's not that there's no power. There is power. But that power has to be tapped. For which, to be able to tap that power, Ishvara Shakti, which is already there as our own Shakti, we need Ishvara's grace. For which, we need to be intensely prayerful, fervently prayerful, we must be worshipful, we must be acknowledging all that we are enjoying in life. We must be expressive of our gratitude to Ishvara, even though Ishvara does not expect the gratitude. But we need to be expressive of our gratitude to Ishvara for all that we are blessed with. Above all, we live a life of dharma. These are the three things which help us tap Ishvara Anugraha, Ishvara's grace. Once we tap Ishvara's grace and we tap the strength in us, our own strength, we don't get anything from anywhere else. Somebody used to say these three important things. Knowing the value of prayer, understanding the importance of prayer, necessity of prayer. With Purushartha Nischaya, when we intensely pray to Ishvara, efficacy of, understand the efficacy of prayer also. That prayer is doubtlessly efficacious. So understanding the efficacy of prayer, necessity of prayer, importance of prayer, value of prayer. When we pray to Bhagavan intensely and fervently, if we worship Ishvara, how being expressive of our thankfulness to gratitude to Ishvara for all that we are blessed with. Third factor, and if we strictly live a life of dharma and we pray to Ishvara for the strength to live a life of dharma, then no doubt nothing can stop Ishvara Anugraha being showered on us. We can tap abundance of Ishvara's grace. Then that grace will definitely help us tap the reserves of Devi, the strength, the Shakti in us, with which any difficulty, any hardship, any impediment, can overcome anything. And that power itself is what? That power which invoke in us itself is Ishvara. Then Ishvara is invoked as a female aspect. Therefore, Ishvara Shakti is Durga, and that power we invoke is another than Ishvara himself. This is how the Shakti is discussed in the Suktams. That's why we have masculine gender words also used here. And we have come to this verse, mantra. We'll see again the every word, we'll see again how, what are all the words which directly mean Ishvara Bhagavan. So we should not get confused. In Durga Suktam, we come across masculine gender words like Agnihi, Indraha. All these words are, all the Jata Vedaha, etc. The names of Agni are used here. But Agni here is, all these words meaning the Agni, the fire element, actually mean Ishvara. They are masculine gender words. So, well, it is Durga Suktam, invoking the grace of Bhagavan Ishvara, the one who alone is endowed with omnipotency. So here we have come to this particular mantra. Go bharjushtam ayujo nishiktam tave indra vishnoranu sancharema nakasya prishtham apisamvasano vaishnavin lokaihamadayantam. That is the mantra we have to see today, correct? This forms the seventh mantra. Go bharjushtam ayujo nishiktam tave indra vishnoranu sancharema nakasya prishtham abhisambhasano vaishnavim loka ihamadayantam. So here again the words are not sentences and is not a complete sentence, but still we have to understand what is implied there correctly. Here Bhagavan is addressed as Indra. Go bharjushta mayujo nishiktam tave Indra. He Indra. Tava Indra. He Indra. Address Bhagavan as Indra because Indraha is one of the names of Ishvara. So Indraha means the Lord of senses. We understand the one who, Indra as a Devata, is the one who presides over the physical prowess. Indraha. Indraha, we looked in Purana, we understand Indra as the Lord of Devas. But here, Indraha is Ishvara, Bhagavan the whole. Ishvara himself is addressed as Indra, not Devata, not one given power, but totality of powers. Ishvara is addressed as Indraha. So in vocative case, hey Indra, addressing the Lord, the source of omnipotency, addressing us, hey Indra, calling him, what do you say? Anusancharema. Anu sam charema. So, charati. Char is the dhatu. Charati. And sancharati. Anu sancharati is the verb. Char is the dhatu. Charati, sancharati, anu sancharati. Charati means moves around. Sancharati, same meaning. Wanders, moves. Anusancharati means what? Follows. Stick following the footsteps, footprints. Anu means going behind. Following exactly the footprints is called Anusancharanam. Anusancharaha. Anusancharati. So in may we follow. Anusancharamaha, we follow. May we follow Anusancharema. Anusancharema. So having addressed the Lord, O Indra, may we follow you. May we follow you. In the sense what? May we follow you. In every respect. May follow you means may follow your instructions given in the form of teaching in the Veda. So may we follow you. One meaning. And who are you? Here we addressed Tava Vishnoho Anusancharema. So the Tava Vishnoho and also Ayujaha, the three words. Tava, Vishnoho, Ayujaha, Anusancharema. We follow you means we follow your instructions. Following Bhagavan's instructions means what? Following, living one's life in keeping with Bhagavan's teachings. Bhagavan's instructions. the Vedic way of life. Following, living a Vedic way of life is what? Following Bhagwan's instructions, which is following Bhagwan's footprints. So we follow you, following Bhagwan's instructions, Bhagwan's teachings, living one's life in conformity with the way of life enjoined by the Bhagwan, in Bhagwan's teachings, is what in fact being worshipful of Bhagwan, serving Bhagwan. We think to serve Bhagwan we need to do something specially. No. We serve Bhagwan if we live the way of life enjoined by Bhagwan. That's only way we can serve Bhagwan. Living strictly the way of life enjoined by Bhagwan itself needs tremendous emotional strength, for which we have to invoke Bhagwan's grace. Therefore, here we serve you, hey Indra, O Lord, we serve you, we worship you. It's implied here, okay? And following your footprints, living our lives in keeping with your teachings. Living our lives, so following the way of life enjoined by you. And which you, we have three words, Tava, Vishnoho, Ayujaha. So we follow the footprints of Bhagawan, follow the instructions of Bhagawan, we follow the teaching of Bhagawan. So we live accordingly means, who is Bhagawan here? Vishnoho. So Vishnu, Sarvam Vyapnoti Iti Vishnuho. Vishnu has positive case. We follow the teachings, instructions, the footprints of you, Tava, you who are all pervasive. Vishnoho, all pervasive Ishwaras, Tava, your. So all these words are in positive case. We follow Tava, Vishnoho, Ayujaha, Bodham, Anusancharema. That's implied here. You follow your teaching. That is what is meant by following the footprints of Ishwara. And what does the word Ayujaha mean? Again, we follow your instructions. Your instruction, you who are not touched, tainted. So Ayujaha, untainted, untouched. Untouched by Bhagawan is not touched. Bhagawan is not touched by anything. Bhagawan is not touched by anything. Bhagawan being the very truth of everything. Bhagawan being the only truth of everything. Bhagawan cannot be touched by anything. And especially here, the undesirable, unwanted. So, papam, Bhagawan is not touched, tainted by any papam. Bhagawan is not touched, tainted by any sorrow, grief. Bhagawan is not tainted by any degree of pain. Bhagawan is not touched by any blemish. Punyam, papam, sukham, dukkham, pairs of opposites. Bhagawan being the very truth of everything, absolutely untainted by anything. Therefore, hey Indra, O Lord, Tava, Vishnoho, Ayujaha, Anusancharema. We strictly follow your footprints. We strictly follow your instructions, your teachings, the way of life enjoined by you. You are all pervasive, the all pervasive, and untainted by any unwanted grief and sins and blemishes. This is the literal meaning. So when we follow the instruction of Ishvara, when we follow the way of life enjoined by Bhagavan in the Shastram, way of Vedic way of life, of course, and we also become what now? Untainted. For us to be untainted by grief, untainted by Punya Papam, pairs of opposites, to be free of all of them, we have to follow Bhagavan's teachings, Bhagavan's footprints. That's the idea. What's the benefit of following Bhagavan? Why should Kimartham Bhagavantam Anusancharema? Kimartham Isharam Anusancharema? Bhagavataha Anusancharanam. Okay, following Bhagavan's footprints is to be like Bhagavan, to be free from problems, to be untainted by anything in life. That is the implied meaning here. Okay. He Indra, Vishnu, Tava, Vishnoho, Ayujaha, Anusancharema. Okay. Then.
Ramaji, what case is Ayujaha?
Ayujaha, the Ayuk must be positive. We take it as a positive case because it comes as an adjective along with the word Vishnoho, Tava. But it's not exactly the word, it's a Vedic Chandasa Prayogaha. In conventional language, Vishnoho is a proper word, Tava is the proper word, so Ayujaha, so we take it that way. Of you who are untainted, of you who are all pervasive. Positive case words. So again, Bhagavan's called Indraha. It's a beautiful explanation. Puja Swamiji also used to say this. See, Idantaya drishyate yena sarvam saha indraha. Idantaya drishyate yena, the one by whom everything that is here is seen as this. Which means what? The seer of the objective universe is Indraha. The only knower, seer, enjoyer of the objective universe is Indra. Idantaya. Idantaya sarvam drishyate yena. Saha Indraha. Idantaya. எந்த ஒருவனால் இதுவாக இவ்வுலகனைத்தும் பார்க்கப்படுகிறதோ அவன் இந்திரன். இதுவாக, he Bhagavan does not see the world as I, he sees the whole jagat as this. இதம் means this universe. இதம் தயா means இதுவாக. இதம் means this. இதம் தயா as this. இதம் தயா ஏன இதம் சர்வம் திருஷ்யதே. Idantaya drishyate anena iti idindraha. Actually, idandraha. Idandraha becomes indraha. Actually, this explanation is we get from the mantra in Aitreya Upanishad. Bhagavan same is idandraha. Why idandraha? Idantaya drishyate anena iti idandraha. So that idandraha alone later on became what? Indraha. That's the meaning. Okay. So he Indra means that the only knower, seer of the whole. That's the only knower, the only seer, the only enjoyer of all that is here is Bhagavan. Therefore, he Indra, Tava Vishnoho Ayujaha Anusancharema. Then we have come, Gobihi Jushtam Nishiktam. The two words we have. Gobihi Jushtam Nishiktam. See, go means cow. Gobihi. So justam means pleased. Being pleased, being served, O Lord, may you bless us with wealth in the form of cattle. Gobihi. That's all. Don't ask me why there's no proper sentence. Justam means pleased, served. When Bhagwan is served and pleased, being pleased and served, O Lord, may you bless us with wealth in the form of cattle. Nowadays, you may not ask for cattle. Even if you don't want, now it's implied, isn't it? We want all dairy products, even though we are enjoying it, because the punyam. Even though we don't have look after cows and goats, isn't it? Still we enjoy everything. So gobihi, justam. So nishittam. Nishittam also implies, nishittam literally means flooded. Means flooded implies here, so let there be abundance of prosperity. So may we be blessed with, Obihi, a third case, may we be blessed with wealth in the form of cattle by you who are served and pleased. So may there be abundance of prosperity. That's the meaning, nishikta. So the flooded implies abundance. You say what now? Nakasya prishtam. Nakaha literally means what? Nakaha means heaven. Nakasya prishtam means what? One who is distinct from heaven, beyond heaven. Heaven is the highest of the worlds. We have sort of, you know, different higher lokas, isn't it? Bhavaha, Subaha, Maha, Tapaha, Janaha. Then we have first Brahma Loka. So Brahma Lokas, highest of the lokas is Nakaha, Swarga Loka. And Nakasya Prishtam means what? Prishtam means back. O Lord, Nakasya Prishtam Abhisamvasanaha. Abhisamvasate. Abhi is a prefix, sam is a prefix. Vasate, vasdhatu is upayapadi. Therefore, it's both vasati and vasate. Abhisam vasate. Abhisam vasanaha means abhisam vasan. That's the meaning. What is residing? Bhagwan is residing the back of heaven. Prishtam literally means back. So, Nakasya Prishtam Abhisambhasanaha, residing the back of the heaven. What does it mean? Back means what? Not actually the back. Here, Bhagavan is the Lord of all 14 worlds, including the highest of the worlds, because he is distinct from the worlds and he is beyond the worlds. All the worlds are in the realm of the matter. So Bhagavan, being the very truth of all the worlds, he is beyond the highest of the worlds, the heaven. He is distinct from the worlds. Though not, he is not distant from the worlds. For Nakasya Prishtam Abhisambhasanaha. Iha loke Vaishnavim Madayantam. So Iha loke Nakasya Prishtam Abhisambhasanaha. So the Abhi Sambhasana comes, Prishte doesn't come, always goes to second case. Nakasya Prishtam Abhisambhasanaha. Residing at the back of the heaven, highest of the worlds, being distinct from the worlds and beyond the worlds. So you are residing as the truth of all the worlds, being distinct and beyond the worlds, O Lord. Having said that, what do you say? Madayantam. See, be very careful, okay? If we add the prefix ut, unmadayantam, means what? May you make everybody mad. But remove the ut prefix, madayantam, make us happy. Okay, madayantam. Madayantam means what? May Bhagavan, okay? That may Bhagavan bless the people of the world with happiness. O Lord, you who are residing in the back of the heaven, being distinct and beyond the heaven, the truth of all the worlds, may you bless the people of the world with happiness. And we have one more sentence here. Nākasya prishtha visambhasānaha madayantam. Then, iha loke vaishnavim. See, must be very careful here. Vishnuhu means all-pervasive Lord. All-pervasive, the adjective describing Ishvara. Vaishnavi means what? Vaishnavi, Vishnuhu Shakti Vaishnavi. Again, Lord only. So, Vaishnavi, Ihaloke, Vaishnavi means what? Vaishnavim Sevamahe, this implied. In this world, we all serve. Sevamahe is implied. It's not here. Based on the Bhashyam, I'm giving the meaning. Ihaloke Vaishnavim Sevamahe. We do serve. We all serve in this world the Lord of all pervasive power. The Lord of all pervasive power. Vaishnavim means what? We worship, we serve the Lord of all pervasive power. Bhagavan is all pervasive. So the power inseparable from Bhagavan is also all pervasive. Therefore, Vaishnavi Shaktihi. So Vaishnavim means Vaishnavim Shaktim Shaktim Sevamahe. Ihaloke Vaishnavim Shaktim Sevamahe. Shakti is implied here. He, in this world, we serve, we worship, we seek grace of the Lord of all pervasive power. That's the meaning. Vaishnavim ihaloke sevamahe prarthayamahe. That's the meaning. Meaning is complete. Ihaloke vaishnavim within brackets sevamahe prarthayamahe. Nākasya prishtham abhisambhasānaha madayantam. May Bhagavan please us, bless us, make us, bless us with happiness, joy. Okay. Here, why heaven is called Nākaha? That is beautiful meaning here. Kam means sukham. Kam, just one, the single word, okay? Kam. Single syllable, kam. Kam means sukham. Akam means what? Opposite of kam is akam. Kam sukham. Akam is equal to dukkham. Kam into akam. What does it mean? Opposite of kam is akam. Kam, happiness. Kam is equal to sukham. Akam is equal to dukkham. Akam. Akam means dukkham. Yasmin sthane akam na vidyate. Yasmin sthane yatra akam na vidyate tat sthanam is nakaha. Nakam nakaha tat sthanam nakam sthanam. So that place where there is no sorrow, no grief, no sadness, that is nakam. So nakaha, because swargaha is a masculine gender word, so you can nakaha, lokaha. So nakaha means what? Akam yasmin sthane yasmin pradeshe yatra na akam na vidyate. Akam nasti. Yatra akam na vidyate nasti tat sthanam. What? Nakam. So nakaha. Where there is no grief, no pain, no suffering. That is nakaha. Therefore, of all the 14 worlds, the only world where human beings are, that's why it's called world of manushya, manushya lokaha, is bhulokaha, the world of mortals. Manushya lokaha, bhulokaha, the only world where beings go through, experience both pain and pleasure, sukham and dukkham. In higher lokas, no dukkham at all. Highest of the lokas, of course, no dukkham at all. Akam yatra na vidyate na asti tat nakaha. Tat nakam is a nakaha. If you, seven below, seven above. And six above, no dukkham, no dukkham. Of course, in the highest swarga, na akam. Akam na asti. Akam nasti iti nakaha. The lowest lokas, sukham nasti. Nakaha, nakaha. We have. Therefore, heaven. But even in the highest of the worlds, nakam, nakaha, even in heaven, there's no dukkham. But that life, painless life, and that heavenly life is what? Temporary. But Bhagavan is the only source of happiness. That's why he is distinct from and beyond all the worlds, even the highest of the worlds. So, nakasya prishtam abhisambhasanaha. Got it now? Sometimes we have to separate the words. Yes, literal means, when you complete it, we'll see the whole Ishvara, how Ishvara is discussed in this chapter. The whole suktam we'll see again. Okay? Let's go to the next mantra. The concluding mantra, which is a Gayatri. Devi Gayatri, Durga Gayatri, you see here. Katyayanaya Vidmahi Kanyakumari Dhimahi Tanno Durga Prachodayat. So here, Vidmahi, Dhimahi, we come across these verbs in all the Gayatris. And you know, Gayatri is the name of a meter consisting of 24 syllables. We know that very well. And in all Gayatri mantras, we come across these two verbs. Vidmahi, dhimahi. So, vidmahi means what? Vayam jani maha. Vit is a second conjugation root. Therefore, vidmahe. Vidmahe. You can see vidmaha, vidmahe. Both are there. Vyapati. Vidmahe. When you say vidmaha, janimaha, we know. It's a simple present tense verb. Vidmahe, we know. And then dhimahi is another verb. So dhimahi. So may we contemplate. Dhimahi, we dwell upon. So here, what he says, Katyayanaya vidmahi. Katyayanaya vidmahi. Kanyakumari dhimahi. So Katyayanaya Kanyakumari dhimahi. In this word, Kanyakumari is a invocative case. Kanyakumari, nominative case. Invocative case, Kanyakumari, short. Katyayanaya vidmahi Kanyakumari dhi. Kanyakumari, we should say, Kanyakumari dhimahi. Kanyakumari is vocative case. Kanyakumari dhimahi, short, ikara is short there. So, you're addressing Devi, a Kanyakumari. Kanyakumari, she's not Kanya. She's still, okay. Kanyakumari means, she is ever young woman, ever young daughter. Kumari means daughter. So, Kumaraha, son, Kumari, daughter. So, he is young daughter. And not young, once young. She who ever remains young. She's a daughter of Himavan and who remains ever young. Who's ever young. Devi never gets old. Ever Kumari, Kanyakumari. So, invocative case, Hey Parvati, Hey Uma, Kanyakumari. Okay. Yava young daughter of Himavan. Addressing her, what do we say now? Katyayanaya. Again, see, Kanyakumari, masculine feminine gender word. But Katyayanaha is what? Masculine gender word. Katyayanaha. And then what fourth case? Katyayanaya. Katyayanaya. Actually, Katyayani is Devi's name. Because Katya Marshehe Apatyam Stri. Katya Marshehe Apatyam Stri. Katyasya Apatyam Stri. Katyayani. Daughter of Katya Maharshi. In Puranas, we come across this story. Daughter of Katya Maharshi. Therefore, Katyayani. But here we say Katyayanaya. So, Bhagavan, who is in the form of the very power, as the daughter of Katyayana, as the daughter of Katya Maharshi, as Katyayani, is said to be Katyayanaha. For Katyayanaya, Katyayanaya, Dhimahi. What does it mean here? Vidmahe, we do know. We know. Then what do? Dhimahi. We contemplate upon Mother Durga, Mother Durga, the daughter of Katya Maharshi. Daughter of Katya Maharshi. We know and we contemplate upon Mother Durga, the daughter of Katya Maharshi or Katya. We don't take it Maharshi, we can say Katya. Katyayanaya vidmehe Kanyakumari dhimahi. Tat naha prachodayat. Tat here means what? May that Ishvara in the form of the Shakti. May that Ishvara in the form of the Devi. May the Ishvara in the form of Devi. May Bhagavan in the form of Mother. As Uma, Tat, the Tat implies that which, may that Ishvara in the form of the Mother, Uma. Tat na Durgihi. Durgihi is Durga here. Durgihi. Again, what is Durgihi? Not Akaranta, but Ikaranta. So may that Mother, may Bhagavan, in the form of Mother, Durga, Tat Durga, Naha Prachodayat. Naha means us. We all know very well, Naha us. Prachodayat. So Prachodayat, Prachodayati, Chodayati. Prakrashena chodayati iti prachodayati. Here prachodayat, ling verb. So may prachodayati inspires. Prachodayat may inspire. So may Bhagavan in the form of Mother Durga inspire us. Inspire what? When? Inspire us in that contemplation. This is the literal meaning. So, Bhagavan is very much there. Bhagavat Shakti is very much there in the form of very knowledge, awareness, consciousness, and with very life, thereby inspires enlivens the entire antarkaranam, every thought that is there. Now this is the mantra here. So we'll discuss about it later more later on. Now we have complete literal meaning of the mantras. We have yet to see the whole Ishvara discussed in this Durga Suktam. We'll see it again. We have yet to see again from the beginning. Okay. Now know the words. Now you know which word means what. So we'll see again. Okay. Om Katyayanaya Vidmahe Kanyakumari Dhimahi Tanno Durgif Prachodayat. See, one beauty in the Suktam is, of course, we think only of Mother, 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 Mother Durga, Mother Durga. We don't see Mother separate from Ishvara. When we invoke the grace of Mother, we invoke in the grace of Ishvara because they're inseparable. When we invoke Ishvara, we are simultaneously invoking Mother. Understand? Because all that is only vastu with inseparable power. So we can see that any power that is Ishvara. That's what Ishvara. That is why all masculine gender words are used here. Agnihi, Indraha, Jatavedaha. We are going to take all the words and see again. Isn't it? Yadu, etc. Sagre stitva sarvam nayati iti agnihi. I told you this earlier. Remember these important words. So agnihi, ahutihi nayati iti agnihi. Ahutihi agre devatabhyah nayati iti agnihi. Fire is called agni because agni carries all the oblations offered to various devatas. Carrier of oblations. So agnihi. But Ishwara is also agnihi. Agre stitva, sarvasyapi agre stitva nayati iti. Agnihi, one remaining as the foremost truth, one who leads the whole jagat is like Vinayakaha, isn't it? Agnihi. Then Jatavedaha. Jatavedaha will say Agni. Vedaha Jataha Yasmat. Yasmat Vedaha Jataha. Sahave Jatavedaha. The one from whom the Veda has come into existence means Bhagavan being the only source of all knowledge. Timeless knowledge. Even the Veda, the treasures of wisdom, has come from Bhagavan only, emerged from Bhagavan. The source of, the origin of Veda is Bhagavan. Therefore, Jata Veda. Jata Vedaha, Jataha Yasmat. Jata Vedaha. Bhagavan did this again. So Vedaha, we said the book is, the book of knowledge is Veda. But here the Vedaha, Bhagavan who is the source of all knowledge. Bhagavan who is of the chair of knowledge is Vedaha. Vedaha means Bhagavan, Vedaha means Vedashastram. That's why Vedashastram is also looked upon as a symbol of Bhagavan. That's why in many temples, we can see in one corner, they keep Veda books in a nice box, covered box. And we say Veda Narayana, Vedeshwara, Veda Bhagavan. You go and bow to Veda Shastra. So Bhagavan is Veda, all knowledge. Vedaha means knowledge. Bhagavan being very knowledge, the source of all knowledge, he is called Vedaha. And Veda is also called Veda because Vedaha, of course, is knowledge for us. The way of guidebook, is it? Like that. So Jata Agnihi, Jata Vedaha, Vedaha, etc. So okay. So we'll continue, we'll see next class. It's all right. Om जातवेदसे सुनवाम सोममराति यतो निदहाति वेदः स नः पर्षदति दुर्गाणि विश्वानावेव सिन्धुं दुरितात्यग्निः तामग्निवर्णान् तपसा ज्वलन्तीं वैरोचनीम् कर्म फले रुजुष्टाम् दुर्गान् दैवीगम् शरणमहम् प्रपद्ये सुतरसि तरसे नमः अग्ने त्वम् पारयानव्यो अस्मान् स्वस्तिभिरति दुर्गानि विश्वा पोश्च पृथ्वी बहुला न उर्वी भवातो कायतनया यशयोः विश्वानिनो दुर्गः जातवेदस्सिन्धुन्ननावा दुरितातिपर्षि अग्ने अत्रिवन्मनसा गृणानोऽस्माकम् बोध्यविता तनूनाम् पृतनाजितगम् सहमानमुग्रमग्निगम् हुवेम परमातदस्तात् स नः पर्षदति दुर्गाणि विश्वाक्षामद्देवो अतिदुरितात्यग्निः प्रत्नोषि कमीड्यो अध्वरेषु सना च होता नव्यश्च सत्सि स्वाञ्चाग्ने तनवम् पिप्रयस्वास्मभ्यञ्च सौभगमायजस्व गोभिर्जुष्टमयुजो निषिक्तम् तवेन्द्रविष्णोरनुसञ्चरेम नाकस्य पृष्ठमपि संवसा नो वैष्णवीम् लोकैहमादयन्ताम् नैस् प्रेयर् दट् इस् इहमादयन्ताम् ॐ कात्यायनाय विद्महे कन्याकुमारि धीमहि तन्नो दर्गिः प्रचोदयात्. ओके, विल् क्याच् अप्. विल् सी दि होल् ईश्वर अगेन् इन् दिस् दुर्गा सूक्तम्. इट्स् वेरि ब्यूटिफुल्. वि ओन्लि कवर्ड् द लिटरल् मीनिङ्ग्स्. वि बि रीडूयिङ्ग् आल् दि मन्त्रास् फ्रोम् द बिगिनिङ्ग् विदौट्. ओके, one class we'll do and cover it, then we'll take up other works. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.